1 year of the Cash Kid. It's our anniversary. This week, we are celebrating a 1 year anniversary of the Cash Kid podcast. We cannot be more excited for you to join us on this financial journey as we work to build super financial skills for the next generation. How did this podcast get started? Where are we headed? And what have I learned from this experience? Plus, some bloopers to share from recordings over this last year. And stay tuned to the end for two special announcements as well. We'll discuss it in this special anniversary episode. Stay tuned. The Cash Kid Podcast is underway. So, you got some cash. Maybe from an allowance, or that one your grandma gave you for your 7th birthday.
Here you go, sweetie.
Woohoo! Thanks, Grandma! Whatever it is, what are you gonna do with it? Spend it? Hide it away? Or maybe invest it? Let's start learning how to make that money grow. Time to learn how to be a cash kid. Welcome back to this special episode of the Cash Kid Podcast. I can't believe it's already been 1 year since we launched this podcast. This podcast started as part of a school project. In the 5th grade, I was asked to create a passion project, and for some reason, starting a podcast came to mind. The first 4 episodes were really just me talking about what I'm passionate about and scripts that I wrote in class. We may actually go back soon and revise those some, as they were written before we had a clear mission statement, or we knew we were going to continue the podcast after the school project. We got such great feedback on our first episodes, and were told by many that we should continue the podcast. But we needed a clear mission for our audience. So, after producing 7 episodes for 7 weeks, my mom said, "I think we need to seek some advice and get some help." And so, we used my summer break to meet with a podcasting expert and get some guidance on what steps we needed to take to grow this podcast. We set up our website, cashkidpodcast.com, and built a YouTube channel to publish our episodes. We started an Instagram page as well. But the main focus was putting together a plan of where we wanted to take the podcast. The mission was clear to me. I wanted to teach kids and adults the financial literacy skills they need to start saving and investing money early. My goal is to help my generation grow the greatest wealth with a slow and steady approach and be the most financially literate. No get-rich schemes here. Since then, we completed Season 1 with 15 episodes. Then we launched Season 2, which is all about building super financial skills. This is currently Episode 17 of that series. So far, we've interviewed 15 different guests on the show that represent a wide range of individuals, from a kid running his own car detailing business, to a financial advisor, tax expert, a high school finance teacher, book authors, and CPAs running their own training courses to help others get out of debt and start investing. I have learned so much, and it has affected how I invest and think about money. What have I learned? I've learned that running a podcast is harder than it looks. There are numerous aspects just beyond recording audio. And talking into a microphone takes some training. There may be a few blooper clips added to the end of this episode. My mom likes to torture me and save them. So, stay tuned to the end of the episode. She said I've got to learn to laugh at myself when I make these mistakes. Running a podcast has taught me that you must remain persistent and continue to think outside the box. It takes planning and learning new skills. I've learned how to write more and write faster than others my age. I've had to learn how to communicate confidently on camera, plus interview skills, and editing skills and creating content for our social channels. We also went from producing audio-only podcast episodes to now audio and video format these last 2 months. Where are we headed now? In future episodes, we plan to interview what we consider to be fellow cash kids who are using their skills and entrepreneurial mindsets to make some cash while still being kids. We'll continue to build super financial skills by helping you all break down financial terms and understand what your options are. We're going to continue talking with others on how to push more for financial education in our schools. We want to make money a more common topic in homes and encourage kids and parents to talk openly about money to build good habits early. We plan to talk about how to research publicly traded companies and what options you have as kids to start purchasing stocks to begin your investing journey. We'll dive right into the world of employment, how to find that first paying job, whether a part-time job while in school or a summer job, how to be a good employee and build your way up, and ways we can give back with what we've been blessed with. These are skills to tie into having healthy money habits and a good money mindset. Remember, my motto on the Cash Kid podcast is that anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. That's why we created this podcast. Time is on our side to learn these financial skills earlier in life and carry them into our adult years prepared and avoid big money mistakes. Now, I've got a few things to let our listeners know about. First, if you aren't following us on social media, please be sure to head over to Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook and start following us on the Cash Kid podcast. We post content here between episodes with helpful tips and advice. Next, we are launching a new Cash Kid podcast website at cashkidpodcast.com very soon. Be sure to head to our website to subscribe to our mailing list. And finally, I wanted to offer this now for months, but we said we would wait until the 1 year mark. But we are now offering Cash Kid podcast merchandise. That's right, we've got merch. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, athletic wear, shorts, mugs, and hats. I've been wearing my Cash Kid hoodie or t-shirts to school for a few months now, and kids are always asking how they can get one. Now you can. Just go to cashkidpodcast.com and select the tab for merch to purchase yours today. And watch our Instagram because we're going to do a merch and book giveaway. We welcome you to be a part of the Cash Kid mission to build super financial skills at a young age. We can't thank you enough for your support. Honestly, your kind words to me and encouragement are overwhelming. Just remember, anyone can be a Cash Kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Cash Kid, out.
The information presented represents the views and opinions of the guest. This podcast does not intend to provide personal investment advice. This content has been made for informational and educational purposes only. To make a full and informed investment decision, we advise you to speak with a financial advisor. And for kids, definitely your parents first before investing.
Usually can go to a grocery store and pick out the things they really, really need. I messed it up. Oh, oh my word. Why do I keep messing this part up? Oh my goodness. Yes. I assume. Yeah. So. Oh my. I give up. Goodbye. I am not doing good today. What did I mess up now?